Deseret News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has voted to dismiss the first of two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the first step in ending its trial on his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican senators are discussing how to proceed. Testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia is benefiting on the battlefield as Ukraine awaits more American aid.
We're seeing them make incremental gains. We're seeing Ukrainians challenged in terms of holding the line. They're doing a very good job, a credible job. But in order to continue to do that, they're going to need, the right materials, the right munitions, the weapons to be able to do that.
Earlier today, three Russian missiles slammed into a downtown area of a northern Ukrainian city, killing at least 14 people. Also at SRNNews.com, Boeing is in the spotlight as members of Congress examine allegations of major safety failures at the aircraft manufacturer. Testifying before a Senate Homeland Security subcommittee, former Boeing manager Ed Pearson says the company failed to improve safety after two 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019.
Nothing changed after the two crashes. There was no accountability. Not a single person from Boeing went to jail. Hundreds of people died, and there's been no justice. Unless action is taken and leaders are held accountable, every person stepping aboard a Boeing airplane is at risk.
Boeing has been in crisis mode since a door plug panel blew off a 737 MAX jetliner during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. The Dow is down 57 points, the Nasdaq losing nearly 180. This is SRN News. A closer look at the latest Southern Baptist numbers.
The headline is that the SBC lost over 1,200 congregations between 2021 and 2022, the last year for which all the data has been compiled. But an analysis by Lifeway Research indicates very few of those churches split with the denomination over doctrinal issues. Of the congregations that left, about 80% simply ceased to exist for various reasons. Very few churches are leaving the SBC in search of another affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee may soon join the ranks of states where public school employees have to inform parents if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. Under a bill that is progressing in the legislature, school employees would be required to pass on the information about a student to an administrator. That administrator would have to then tell the parent. This is SRN News. Hezbollah strikes during deliberations by Israel's government over how to retaliate against Iran's recent drone and missile attack. The latest from the media line.
While Mideast observers remain divided over whether Israel will retaliate for Saturday's Iranian bombardment, the Iranian proxy in Lebanon, Hezbollah, launched multiple attacks at the Bedouin border town of Arab al-Aramsheh. Four missiles penetrated Israel's famed anti-missile umbrella, one landing in town, damaging a community center and injuring seven. An eighth was injured as he traveled in a car. Meanwhile, the most frequently debated question remains whether Israel will respond in kind to the aerial armada of more than 300 drones, ballistic, and cruise missiles fired at Israel from Iranian soil. The U.S. is known to be trying to convince Israel to forego any retaliation for now, the minority position to date. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.